God.
The rat.
So it's Thursday, and every Thursday around this time at 4:30 or so, we do the Rant Revival. The Rant, of course, a show that Gordon helmed, Gordon Keith helmed from the mid to late 90s to the mid-aughts or so, had a magical 10-year run, Davey, myself.
I think 97 to 07, or 96 to 06.
Okay.
Roughly.
It was a weekend show, so you know that it was important.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of fun that came out of that, and a lot of relationships that were built, including the three of us.
And Hugo the Rat.
And Hugo the Rat. And Gordon joins us now.
Hello!
In studio.
I'm back from vacation already.
So you're done, too.
Uh-huh.
How the hell did you guys pull this off? Did you guys not burn any vacation in the summer?
Take
like a week, 1 week or something like that?
It seems like we took vacation. I don't know how we pulled this off.
Do they just ask you how long you want to be off?
Yeah. There's some benefits for working here a long time.
Like, I don't remember anybody getting off this early. You must have,
so to speak,
you must have shucked like a spring something. I don't know. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
So I got this email that I thought I'd share with you guys. So, Ham, you can play some email music.
Oh, yes. That's perfect.
And it concerns us and our people. It says, Dear Corby.
Who are our people?
Our age group.
Oh.
You don't have to lower that. You don't have to lower that.
I thought you were talking about the creek or something like that.
I want to talk about
something. What's your percentage, by the way?
Not enough to get college stuff.
Not, what is it, 164th?
No, it's a little higher than that, or more prominent than that. Would you bring the music up?
Well, when you're not reading emails, he's not going to be playing email reading music.
I just need the music to soothe me.
I want to know about your...
You don't sound very soothed.
Your whatever
no,
it is.
Not.
False... You what sound, is it called when you're stolen valor?
Yeah. I don't think I could be on Reservation Dogs. They need more.
But your grandfather is... Half?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
You've been making lying claims then.
I have not. Never okay. claimed that. There's something in there.
Okay.
Skoden.
I want to talk about something that's been bothering me from the emailer for a few years now. It's Star Wars.
Okay.
When did you get this email? In 78?
I got it 2 days ago.
Okay.
I just don't understand you guys and your obsession with the entire series.
Why don't you shut up?
I'm a bit younger than you guys, 35, and even as a kid, thought it was all kind of lame. Other franchises seem to be so much better.
Name one.
And so much more well done. You guys seem to be in on every single thing that the franchise dumps out. And I find that strange. I hear the entire station talking about it. I know that Ty is doing a bit, I think. Nobody likes anything that much.
Yeah, the five tattoos I have, that's all a bit.
But
idiot.
I guess to each his own.
Well, don't call him an idiot.
It's all so nerdy and spacey and really just ridiculous. And in the end, it's just good versus evil set in space with cheap weapons and clothing. Again,
I'm right there with this person.
It's obviously not for me, and I'm not totally bashing you guys for your opinions.
Oh, thanks.
But to basically have 9 spinoff shows that you all watch with undivided attention seems excessive. Am I wrong here? Love you, Justin.
Okay. I may be a good one to address this because I don't watch all the shows. I don't watch all the Star Wars shows.
Have you seen any of them? Any of the spinoffs?
No, but everyone says, and we talked about this yesterday, Bob.
Yes,
about
Gordon.
Andor. And that I need to be watching that. And I've heard from several
people. Potentially
the
show of the year.
Several people say it's the best thing to come out of the Star Wars universe.
I'm 7 episodes into a 12-episode run, and it's pretty good. Like,
only
really
pretty good.
No. It's really good. Like, it's
the heist.
Yeah. Just saw the heist. Yeah. It's great. I mean, again, you don't have to watch Star Wars at all. You don't need to know one thing about Star Wars to watch that show.
Is Anne likable, or is she...
Anne is
like,
not Andor.
Hey, guys!
There. Instead I heard her last name there.
That's not how doors sound in Star Wars. You gotta do that. Shh.
But yeah, you didn't watch The Mandalorian?
I'm behind on the Star Wars universe. I've seen A New Hope and half of Empire.
But, shut up. But,
yeah.
As like a 10-year-old, you saw half of Empire. Let's go!
Empire got too intense for me, and I had to dump out.
Get out of here, Dad.
You left when they got to Dagobah. So, bye, Felicia. Does 35-year-old email man not really understand that it's just like cowboy movies, but in space? Like, it's not...
See, I think that there
is... The whole Star Wars world is not that...
I think there's a generational disconnect that this guy who's 35, because Jake is in this boat, too. He's just like, I don't really get it. And then there's Craig and George.
Jake just looks for a sacred cow to kick.
But then there's Craig and George, who are older than us.
You got that right, Bob.
I did.
Not by a lot, but they are old enough to where, to them, Star Wars was like, that's kid stuff.
Well, I think they may be a little too old for Star Wars.
Exactly, which is weird. They were like 14 or 15 when it came out.
I wish Mr. Emailer would have told us what they were into as a 35-year-old.
Well,
because I feel like that generation, that they're more into Harry Potter, but I don't know if you've ever seen the breakdown that basically Harry Potter is a ripoff of Star Wars.
I haven't seen the breakdown of it, but I mean, it was an immersive world where you
right.
and it's learn all the lore evil, and, yeah. and all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. And like a secret, heir to mm-hmm. the kingdom.
Yeah. All these follow is being, a formula.
That is being trained it's by like an Beth. Elder.
Yeah. Well, I think that also, I think
and someone wants to turn them to the dark side.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For that, for whoever was born in, you know, whatever year that would have been, 1980 something. Jurassic Park was also like their binky. Like when they were 10 years old and Jurassic Park came out, it was overwhelmingly the greatest thing they'd ever seen.
People got into Jurassic Park the way they got into Star Wars?
I mean, you guys could speak to that more than me. EA, Matt, are you...
I mean, I love Jurassic Park, but I don't get
that's
where
EA,
this...
Gordon.
Hi, Gordo. No,
do you guys know each other? Know.
Yes.
He's talked to me before.
Mm-hmm. Talked on the air before.
Yeah. I talked about Chelsea, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 34 this April. I love Star Wars. I think Star Wars is awesome. So I don't know where this emailer is going with it. I think he's an idiot.
Where are you, Matt?
I mean, Star Wars is more of world building than Jurassic Park is.
Yeah. Yes. That's the thing. Jurassic Park has a finality, as we've seen. Like, it's now. You can't go any further with the... Oh my God, there's dinosaurs. So we weaponize them. They're fun. Do we put them in a park? There's only so much you can do with it. This universe is limitless.
That's why Andor really works for a lot of us Star Wars nerds, because they've actually dug into the infrastructure of the Star Wars world in a interesting way that we never really covered before. Like people working for the Empire and just sort of living somewhere and commuting.
They're normal people.
Going to clock in at the Empire. You just all these things. You know, what was the movie? Like Clerks, when they were talking about building the Death Star? You remember that at all?
No.
Sounds like the construction workers or something. Yeah, it was definitely a pot conversation. But the general... How does all this happen, and how does this get here, and what's it like over? So they actually dug down to it in an intelligent sort of way, as opposed to the normal Star Wars tone in all these matters, which is just don't worry about it. We're over here doing a lightsaber fight. Or
did you see the little Easter egg in the final post credit scene?
Yeah, I did.
Andor,
I did, and it was
so
delightful.
I don't think this is really giving anything away. It's just a neat little Easter egg at the very end of the season, if you. Sit through the credits, there's just a little scene. So during the season, Andor ends up in a prison colony and he's working off his sentence.
It's
with
possible
the Empire.
You're spoiling this.
What the hell?
I think you gotta be careful here.
Yeah, I'm not I think quite you're spoiling
yet.
Things.
I'm not quite there yet.
I think you're spoiling it for Corby right here.
Yeah, also they celebrate Easter?
You're making a great point.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I'm just talking about
the spoiling.
I'm talking about the
Who
thing
the
eggs? Thing that they are doing in the prison colony.
Yes.
What are they doing?
Is that a spoiler? I mean, they're building stuff for the Empire as
yes.
prisoners.
Yes.
How is that a spoiler?
Well, because
I'm
I didn't know
Bob
he was in
this,
a prison
man.
Colony.
Okay, whatever.
Dave! Don't give
no,
up!
Dave's leaving! Oh my God, he's walking out!
I was just trying to protect the...
Now I'm all sad.
What are you Bob?
I just don't think it's just a cool Easter egg, and I guess if that's a spoiler, then that's a spoiler, and I won't say it.
Oh my God, it is so tense. And
I know,
seen,
right?
I've never seen him
I
this
can't
mad.
Take this.
We haven't fought like this since Charity Challenge 4 or something like that.
Yeah, because you lined up in the wishbone, and you tried to make a mockery of the charity challenge.
Did Switzer have his lineup in the wishbone?
He might have.
That's
really
awesome. The hockey wishbone. All right.
One closing, Star Wars is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
end.
Okay, but we all agree that it's, you know, someone getting four Star Wars tattoos, that's a sad thing.
Yeah, it I mean, is. We can all agree that...
You all need to shut up.
There's taking it too far.
Yes.
My only issue with the Star Wars tattoos is they're in conflict because you either pick the Empire or
Doesn't
the Rebels.
Doesn't he have Rebel and Empire?
Yeah, yeah. Like they're together.
I'm in balance. Good and evil.
He's balancing the Force on his back.
Do you think, Ty, if you would have been...
Star Wars themed porn titles.
Five years older... Or 15 years younger, would you have felt this way? Or is it just because we were born in this weird wheelhouse where we were 8 years
old?
Well,
part of it, yeah, is that I was 7 years old and I was just entranced by it. And I think I've heard a lot of people say the same things where they just walked out and they're like, it was like life altering.
And there's no movie called Star Wars.
Ty, is there not? Oh, you looked it up.
Ty, do you have the Death Star exhaust port tattooed on the small of your back?
Not yet.
Just a little drip. Oh. All right. E! News is next.
Oh, yeah. Hey, mailbox money. The dreams might come true.
News for you.
Entertainment news
All
for
Pro
you.
Foundation Repair.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dave.
Hello.
Dave. Gen X Dave.
Well, I feel like I am, much like many of us here on the ticket, in... Old 97's back pocket, because any chance that we all get to pump them up because they're good dudes and they're local dudes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've talked about how they were special guests in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, and within that they also wrote a song and then also got to perform a song with Kevin Bacon. And Kevin Bacon was on Fallon the other night and brought the old 97s on with them, or with him. So now that that special, which has been out since the 25th of November, and they've tallied the downloads for the first week that that soundtrack was on sale, we can report that they have charted.
Let's go!
That Kevin Bacon... So he's charted before with his Bacon Brothers little project.
Yeah, a little alt country.
Yeah,
Americana act.
They were on the Americana Folk Albums chart years ago in 2014. But this is the first time that Kevin Bacon by himself has charted, because his song Here It Is Christmas Time from the holiday special soundtrack for the Guardians of the Galaxy, it debuted at number 7. In the holiday digital song sales chart, number 10 on the rock digital song sales chart, and number 27 on the all genre digital song sales chart.
So did our friends all get mailbox money for $1 million then?
Not yet.
Is that how that works?
I think it's more of a slow drip.
Okay.
But here's the thing, because I did talk to...
We've all been there.
I did talk to Rhett before the special came out.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how it's his dream to have Christmas mailbox money.
Yeah.
And so that, I guess, is more Kevin Bacon. I think they share writing credits with Kevin Bacon. However, they have another song on the soundtrack that is at the beginning of the special called I Don't Know What Christmas Is, because they play aliens who learn to play human instruments.
Right.
And they're trying to figure out the lore of Christmas, and they're getting it all confused. And it's a really funny song. And so that song is number 4 on the holiday digital song sales chart, number 5 on the rock digital song sales chart, and number 15 on the digital song sales chart. So the song that they did by themselves is actually doing better than the Kevin Bacon song.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so hopefully the steady climb and mailbox money for the rest of their lives.
Did you guys ever see the movie with Hugh Grant about Christmas and mailbox money, Love Actually?
Yes.
I never saw it.
He was like 40 maybe, and he had written, or
his dad had written
a Christmas song.
Yeah, second generation mailbox.
He had inherited the publishing rights to his dad's number one Christmas song in the UK.
And he never had to work or anything. Like, he was just kind of a bum. But
Grant Boone.
What?
Right?
Hugh Grant.
No, like Grant Boone, though.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So Grant Boone's dad, our buddy Grant, our uncle, I'm sorry, Pat. Yeah, he's not a direct in line, though, direct in line for the Pat Boone money.
No, if he can do something about it, he is.
Well, there's no doubt. I would, too.
All right, so there's big news tomorrow.
I just ruined the entire show, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
There's big news tomorrow in the world of Matt Birmingham. I don't know if you're aware of this, Sam.
Hey, have we heard from Tyler? Have we heard any news there?
About the baby?
Yeah.
Have you? I've not.
I have not yet.
Huh.
Supposed to be last night, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, or board up, Tyler.
I'll text him.
Thank you.
So tomorrow, the co-heads of DC Studios, James Gunn and Peter Safran, are going to have a presentation, and they are going to unveil their strategy next week for the future of the DC brand and DC movies at Warner Brothers. And so already there's news today that the sequel to Wonder Woman 1984 from Patty Jenkins has been killed.
Good.
And
kill the whole franchise.
And that the reported sequel to Man of Steel with Henry Cavill reprising the role of Superman, that might be killed. You know, he did a post-credit scene in the Dwayne Rock Johnson Black Adam.
Yeah.
Post-credits.
Like, I'm back.
Yeah. And so now they're saying that sequel could be killed, and that Black Adam isn't safe because it didn't do very well in the box office. So I guess they're trying to, much like the Marvel Universe, craft like a 5-year plan, 10-year plan. And so I guess next week they're going to unveil. I don't know how much confidence you have in James Gunn, Pam.
Extreme confidence. He has a lot more confidence than Zack Snyder did when they gave him the keys to building the DC universe.
So yeah, so there's,
I'm all for
didn't
this.
James Gunn get in some trouble at one point?
There's, his name was attached to something weird.
Maybe it was a tweet thing.
He did a tweet where he was kind of making fun of pedophiles and it was all that. So Disney fired him, and then DC hired him, and then Disney got backlash.
Wait,
and then rehired
so
him.
If I go online and say pedophiles are bad, I would get in trouble?
No, he was making jokes about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he used pedophiles as a punchline somehow a long time ago.
All right. Like, how many pedophiles it take to screw in a light bulb?
That's just...
I have confirmation of Babby Born at 1:08 today.
Whoa!
For Tyler Stansel.
Congratulations.
The Sinkett family has grown.
1:08 p.m.?
Post-meridian.
Holy cow. So that thing was supposed to be out of there by last night.
That thing. Oh. No, it wasn't. It was, they were inducing last night.
Right. That's when the baby comes out.
No, that just means they're starting.
That's when you reach in there and you say, let's go, Skoden.
You reach up there and tap the baby on the shoulder.
Right.
Like, come on.
Let's go.
It's time.
Yeah. Get out of there.
Get out of here. You're kicked out.
Get out of here.
It's been here forever.
Jeez.
Hold on. Let me just get my stuff.
I'm no fan of DC in general. I'm no fan of Marvel either, to be honest with you. But,
yeah, you're a Star Wars guy.
I'm a Star Wars nerd, right? That's all I watch. Oh, by the way, tonight or tomorrow night, I'm going to see, Violent Night.
Oh, okay.
Friday night.
I think that looks good.
Are we
are we going to make an appointment?
What's his name?
David Harbour.
Yeah.
Are we going to make an appointment to talk about it next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking the kids. We're going to have a big night.
Oh, so there is one more Zack Snyder DC movie on the books. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is supposed to come out next December. And so there's talk that will mark the end of the Zack Snyder storylines, and that there might be a complete reboot.
Is Jason Momoa still going to be Aquaman?
Yeah.
They're thinking about switching him over after this movie to a different DC character.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm. Named Lobo. He's an intergalactic bounty hunter.
How do you do that?
It's perfect casting, honestly.
How do you just...
Well, don't you remember Chris Evans played Johnny Storm? And he also played Captain America.
Yeah, remember that?
I don't. EA.
No idea what you're talking about.
I appreciate.
I have to admit, I've been completely out of the action superhero.
Marvel?
Yes. I mean, I think I've watched one of them.
Yeah.
And I feel so out of touch with current culture because didn't watch any of those movies, and they have dominated for so long.
Well, I did watch them. because a couple boys wanted to see them all at my house.
Uh-huh. And I think I watched two Iron Mans.
I think I fell asleep in most of them.
And I watched Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
I've probably seen four or five.
I was sort of interested, Dad, but you know what? I graduated.
I found James Gunn's offensive tweets.
Go on. Just go.
I don't think
dance around it.
In one of the tweets, he said, "I like when little boys touch me in my silly place."
What? What is he doing?
I don't know.
Is this in reference to something?
I don't know.
What does he mean by silly place?
They've been deleted since, but
I'm gonna say, another that's a good euphemism for it, though.
Another one said,
"My silly place." Mm-hmm.
The best thing about being repaid is when you're done being repaired, and it's like, "Whoo, this feels great not being repaired."
What is he doing?
Other now deleted tweets included jokes about 9/11.
Paul in
AIDS.
Uh huh.
And the Holocaust.
So he was just hitting all the hits.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I think he hit for the cycle.
Kind of Corby's bubble timeline there.
I think I have bubble voice there.
Lower level of it, but still bubble voice.
Anyway,
speaking of
wrong, then wrong now.
Speaking of rapé,
yeah.
So,
what?
Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
He's not the one that died, right?
No, he lost his brother Aaron Carter.
Is that the one that has all the kids?
On November 5th. I don't know. Does Nick Carter have a lot of kids?
Isn't there a Nick that has a lot of kids?
Jimmy Carter.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. Yeah. Nick Cannon. So Nick Carter today in a Facebook live stream was accused of rapeing an underage girl in 2001. So she is now 39. Her name is Shannon Ruth.
Well, let's not announce her name.
Well, she had the press conference with her attorneys.
Yes, but she wished to remain anonymous.
Not really.
No,
hello, my name is Shannon Ruth.
Yes.
Anonymously.
And so she said when she was 17 years old that Nick Carter sexually assaulted her and that the last 21 years have been filled with pain, confusion, frustration, shame, and self-harm that are a direct result of Nick Carter rapeing her. She says, even though I'm autistic and live with cerebral palsy.
Oh,
no.
No.
I believe that nothing.
Not from the attack, though, Corby.
I believe that nothing has affected me more or had a more lasting impact on my life than what Nick did to me.
See?
Wow. I had to go to HR. God, I don't even remember when this was.
To respond to what complaint?
Well, it's like a month ago. There was a guy on our radio station that did this long interview with Rick Springfield. And at the time, I was trying to tell him that Rick Springfield had a relationship with a 15-year-old, then Linda Blair at the age of 25 himself. And I protested it, but I guess that guy's more important. And so it went on the air.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time.
Uh-huh.
So in the lawsuit, she says...
So Linda Blair, high five, bro!
I know, that was not part of the interview.
She says that she attended a Backstreet Boys concert in Tacoma, Washington in 2001, and she stood in line at the autograph line.
Oh, no.
And that Nick Carter offered her to come onto the tour bus.
Oh.
And that when she got onto the tour bus, he offered her a red-colored drink he said was, quote, VIP juice.
No.
Oh, my.
And
okay.
That
right.
After she had
That's
some
what Michael
of,
Jackson gave the kids.
After she had some of the VIP Bingo. Juice, he then ordered her to perform oral. And that afterwards
ordered her to.
That afterwards he called her an RB.
And oh,
grabbed, are you serious?
And grabbed her by the arm, leaving bruises. And on top of all that, she got HPV.
Oh, no. Corey
so,
has that.
What year was that?
2001. So there's not been any response from Nick Carter's camp yet, but these are inflammatory.
Indeed.
Inflammatory allegations, particularly the fact that she's autistic and has cerebral palsy.
Well, I don't think that part's an allegation. I think she's confirming
well, she,
that.
Yeah, she does have that, and that he targeted her as a victim.
Because of
well, I guess maybe he
cerebral palsy and
maybe he was into
autism?
That, or maybe he just thought that that made it easier to
let me ask
get
you
her
guys
to do
something.
What he wanted her to do.
When it comes to
whoa
superstars like that.
Nick Carter's a superstar?
Oh, whatever.
I guess he is.
In that world, yeah. Is it that easy to just be like, hey, get on the bus. Hey, come back here to the bedroom.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Yeah. Because the MO of the creepy star is that your target is going to be swept up in the whirlwind of, oh, I'm meeting this mm-hmm. person who I idolize, and they get Courtney caught up Davidson. In it, and then all of a sudden it's too late.
I have a third follow-up, and that is 17-year-old girl with autism and cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the parents?
What do you mean?
Are they not on the bus?
Maybe it was her make-a-wish.
I don't think you get a wish
to meet Nick Carter.
You don't get a wish for having autism.
She's not dying.
I don't know.
I mean,
you
think about
that.
Even if it was like a normal 17-year-old kid.
You're saying she's not
bad.
Normal?
You know what I mean.
Just Corby. Jeez.
Saying she
Davidson.
Wouldn't parents be around?
Jesus.
Birthdays.
No, we don't have birthdays. But evidently, there are three other women that are part of this lawsuit that also are accusing
him. That also got autism from him?
Yes.
And palsy.
Yes.
And
that's your E-News.
All right, good stuff. Gordo, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Do you want to stick around and take a crack at Jacob deGrom?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. That'll be fun for me.
He's never heard of him until right now.
Who is that?